Here's Monitor Now on NBC.
And here, too, to help Monitor make this Memorial Day a pleasantly memorable one, we hope, Jim Lowe. We'll be hearing shortly from one of the favored drivers in the famous Indianapolis 500 auto race to be held a little later today. But right now, a musical salute to another form of transportation in Mark Lindsay's newest, Silverbird, a Monitor pick of the week.
Get aboard the Silverbird, departing gate 19. Satisfy your Walter Mitty mind, trying out a dream. Your sign is Capricorn on every corner of your life. Says you'll remain my friend until you're mine. Silverbird, fly my lady away. Silverbird.
Acid indigestion, gas, I need relief.
Try Digel. Its unique ingredient, simethicone, relieves the pressure of trapped bubbles. Digel takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid.
It's time to catch up on sports.
On Monitor Now, another feature report on the Indianapolis 500, brought to you by the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. You're on the right track with Firestone.
This is Chrissy Konomacki along with Len Dillon in Indianapolis, Indiana. And in just a moment, we're going to have a word with Al Unser, winner of the pole position for this year's 500-mile race, after this word from Len.
Chris, before you and Al begin, I know you know that Firestone tires have always played a big part in the Indy 500. 46 of the 53 winners have rolled into victory lane on Firestone. Last year's winner, Mario Andretti, ran the whole race on a single set of Firestone racing tires. That's 500 miles and a tire killing 156.8 miles an hour, with the temperature inside those tires at torturous 220 degrees. Well, Mario's going to be out there today, going for a second victory. But he's got plenty of tough composition, just like Al Unser, who Chris will be talking to in a minute. You know, Al won the pole with a qualifying speed of 170.2 miles an hour on Firestone tires. And when a company like Firestone builds winning race tires year after year, you can bet a lot of that special know-how goes into building tougher, longer-wearing tires for your car. And that's why Firestone named their new wide 7-rib tire the 500. So, why not ride with the winners? Get a set of Firestone 500 tires yourself. Mario's got them on his car.
Al, you've got the coveted number one starting position for your Johnny Lightning special because of your fastest run on the opening day of time trial. But some people say the place to be when the race starts is in the outside front row. How do you feel about that?
Well, Chris, I really don't think it makes very much difference. It would if I think the three front runners were going to try to beat each other into the first corner, but I have no intentions of really trying to lead the first lap, because so much can get involved in an accident and so many things can happen that there's too many other laps to run than to run the first one hard.
Al, never before in the modern history of the Indianapolis 500 has a man come to the Speedway so well prepared and went so well right from the outset. And from May 1st through May 30th, you and your Johnny Lightning special have been considered the favorite. This must give you a great feeling of confidence moments before this 500 today.
Yes, it does, because we did come here prepared, and we really had it in mind. George Pignotti and Farnelli Jones and Vell, the car owners, really felt that this is the only way to come to the Speedway. And of course, this has been my ambition, to come here and have a car prepared where I really didn't have very many problems during the month, and this has turned out to be that month. And today we'll have to wait and see how it turns out, but I think that if we can last all day and the car performs well all day, I think we'll be up in the front somewhere.
What do you think about the weather, Al? Do you think we're going to have a good day?
Well, I'm sure hoping so, because the weather, as you know, will play a big factor in how the cars perform. And of course, if it starts raining somewhere around halfway, it's going to be a pretty mad scramble to see who can get the lead before it really starts. And this, it could be a very bad deal happening.
Well, we certainly hope that doesn't happen. Al, we want to wish you the very best in this 54th Indianapolis 500. And this is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
Say, you're Dolly Granatelli, aren't you? How do you think Andy will do this year?
Oh, Andy and STP will do just fine. More and more motorists are discovering STP oil treatment cuts friction, heat, and wear, so their cars run smoother, cooler, quieter, longer.
I know about STP. I meant the Indy 500.
No predictions, but remember, Andy will still have Mario Andretti driving, and Mario will still have more STP going for him than the other guys.
STP is the race's edge.
We'll be hearing from Indianapolis throughout the day. Next report brought to you by the makers of STP, due in less than half an hour. You know where? Here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Aaron Guthrie reporting on the state of the economy and particularly about the ups and downs of the automobile business. So far, it's been a value year for the consumer, and there's been one group of dealers, the Dodge Boys, who've given car buyers a real buy for their money in their Dart Swinger automatic. I find this Dart Swinger automatic is the deal nobody can match. It's only at the Dodge Boys. First off, the Dodge Boys cut the sticker price, the only price that really counts. Right now, you'll find price cuts from $157 to as much as $194 right off the sticker. In addition, on the specially equipped Dart Swinger automatic, the Dodge Boys are offering the automatic transmission at no charge. You don't pay a penny. So there you have it. Just one of the outstanding car buys coming your way from the Dodge Boys. I suggest you see and price the Dart Swinger Automatic this week at the Dodge Boys.
See and price the Dart Swinger Automatic at your local Dodge dealer today.
WNBC, New York.
Jim Lowe again as Monitor moves on. And now the man who doesn't want to set the world on fire, but would like just to cast some light on a useful culinary technique, the galloping gourmet.
Jim Kerr on the subject of conflagration. Conflagration, well, that's a new term nowadays when everybody's marching for every other reason, but conflagration means, of course, to set something alight. And if you are the sort of person who likes to dine at the Forum of the Twelve Caesars in New York, you will get a conflagration every 22 seconds. At least that's how I timed it on my stopwatch. Woof! Off it goes. And yet another waiter walks out of the Forum of the Twelve Caesars onto the streets of New York, bald. You see, if you want to conflagrate something, if you want to flambe something with a certain amount of panache and alcohol, then I think that the best alcohol to buy is a thing called Fundador, which is a splendid brandy, which you cannot drink from Spain, but you can certainly light things with it. And just a little hint to help you to light things, warm the alcohol first, and always use a little tiny bit of sugar in the pan, and it'll go up like a rocket. Graham Kerr, NBC Monitor.
What's that saying about old gourmets? They never die, they just flambe away. Well, be that as it may, the galloping gourmet certainly isn't old, and he'll be back later today. Monitor music now, a medley of three by the Mike Curb Congregation. Work out the names of the songs for yourselves, please.
National Tavern Month, so why not stop in at your favorite tavern and make your move to Miller. Hearty, robust, deep-down good Miller High Life beer. One glass and you'll be a Miller man for life. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Attention trailer owners. Even though trailer thefts are increasing all over the United States, here's how you can enjoy peace of mind when your trailer is unattended and unguarded. Master Lock Company has developed a great new lock designed to prevent tow-away theft of trailers used for travel, camping, boats, horses, and utility hauling. It's the Master No-Tow Trailer Lock. This powerful security device can't be sawed, cut, or knocked out. It features the outstanding protection of Master Lock's famous pin tumbler, brass cylinder locking mechanism, and prevents a would-be thief from hitching his car or truck to the coupler of your trailer. If he can't tow it, he can't steal it. So protect the expensive investment that you have in your trailer and its contents. Get a Master No-Tow Trailer Lock. Ask for it today at your trailer or marine dealer, hardware store, or locksmith. On monitor now, on Primrose Lane, O.C. Smith.
life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane with you.
About MS, multiple sclerosis, the great crippler of young adults. MS can mean long years of increasing disability, often eventual paralysis. There's no cure yet, but there is hope through research. Your contribution can help find that cure, so won't you please give generously to the MS volunteer who visits you. Bird, I'll Walk with the Rain. And now the Amway Corporation presents The Innovators, a success story narrated by John DeRemus at the Free Enterprise Center in Ada, Michigan.
Many brother teams have become famous. The Wright brothers, the Smith brothers, the Marx brothers, and recently the Annixter brothers. The Annixter brothers? Yes, Alan and William Annixter, 49 and 45 respectively, who started their own wire and cable business in 1957. Today, their annual sales are at the rate of more than $90 million. After college, the Annixter brothers went to work for the same wire cable manufacturer. They saw the need of almost every industry for ready stocks and fast delivery. So the Annixters started their own company and became innovators by setting up the first continent-wide network of wire and cable specialists. Their company grew so rapidly that by 1968, 11 years after Allen and Bill had started it. It made the top 10 list of fastest growing publicly held companies in the United States. Now with warehouses all over the country, when a customer wants any kind of wire and cable, the Annixters can locate it immediately and order it sent in a matter of hours. The Annixters say, we're people-oriented, and we're serious about service. And this is not a mere platitude. Allen and Bill share an office, their desks abutting. A second door in the room, usually open, connects with the office of their vice president of operations. This way, Bill Annixter says, things get done right now, without memos, because we can talk to each other directly. I'll have the rest of the story after these words for Amway. I bet that, until just a few weeks ago, you never worried about what happened to your wash water after it went down the drain. But now we're all concerned about the problem of environmental pollution. And an accusing finger is being pointed at the laundry water our sewers are emptying into our lakes and streams. Some authorities say that the phosphate in laundry detergents is stepping up the growth of plant life in our lakes at a harmful rate. Now this confuses many homemakers who thought there was no phosphate in the biodegradable laundry detergent they are using. But biodegradability and phosphate content are entirely separate matters. Amway SA8 Plus laundry compound contains a biodegradable surfactant ingredient. But like all heavy-duty detergents, it also contains phosphate. Biodegradable means that the detergent is made with a surfactant that is broken down by bacteria, can't remain in the water, can't pollute. Now, phosphate is a different matter. It simply isn't attacked by bacteria, has nothing to do with biodegradability. Your independent Amway distributor has all the facts. And what's more, he has 21 different Amway biodegradable detergents for every cleaning job in your house. 11 contain no phosphate. The others contain only as much as you need to do the job. Your independent Amway distributor comes to your home to demonstrate these and more than 150 other fine Amway products. So invite him or her in. They bring you a whole new world of service, satisfaction, and shopping convenience. Allen and William Annixter make a point of being directly available to anyone calling on the phone. If they are in the office, no telephone call is ever screened and no caller is ever told they are in conference. The Annixter brothers say, our people come first. Our word is our bond. We are serious about service. We can't afford the luxury of a single poor day's business. We want to be no less than best. We reward our people properly. Allen and William Annixter have overall goals in the operation of their electric manufacturing and wire cable company. Allen Annixter expresses their philosophy. To make profits. To grow from within and without. To become as reasonably efficient as possible without turning our people into automatons. To enjoy what we're doing. To have fun doing what we do because we spend a lot of time at it. If we can't enjoy it, we might as well forget it. Amway salutes Allen and William Annixter. And this is John Doremus inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another success story brought to you by Amway, a company where opportunity still exists.
News time is coming up now.
Most airlines just don't have enough 747s to go around. This one does. The name is Pan Am. We've got more 747s to more faraway places than all the other airlines put together. This summer, hop a Pan Am 747 from New York to London, or Paris, or Frankfurt, or Rome, Brussels, Amsterdam, Lisbon, or Barcelona, San Juan, or Bermuda, or from California to Honolulu, or Hong Kong, or Tokyo.
Is number one to Europe with the most seats, the most cities, and the most 747s. Let a Pan Am travel agent make your reservation today.